Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Tuesday. We made it to Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. That means it's another deep dive recording day, which means we'll have a deep dive podcast coming out tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about gay things.
All the gays.
So we're going to
be talking
about
specifically about rainbow capitalism, and you do not want to miss that.
Right, you don't. You don't.
So there.
And all my rage about it.
There's some raging going on. We got an email from Jill from Wisconsin. Jill from Wisconsin said, I received my order from MyPillow today and I was really excited. I've had a MyPillow for quite a few years now and my dog has been bugging me for his own MyPillow. So I ordered him one. Hopefully he will like it tonight. Also, I walk in the door after work and the first thing I do is put on my slippers. So I decided to treat myself to MyPillow slippers, worth every penny. Now I need to order the moccasins so I can wear them all day long. I'll let you know if my dog gives me good reviews after getting for him what he has been begging for. He is so spoiled. And I'll let you know what I think of the moccasins too. Love, MyPillow. From Jill from Wisconsin.
We also need to see pictures of your dogs on their little dog beds because we
some people do send the dogs. Yeah, they do send the pictures, but then I can't, like, I don't print them out. You know what I mean? So I don't show them. But they do sometimes send the photos too. I love that.
I love it. I love the dog. The dog pictures. We love the dog.
There's never enough dog pictures. And you guys, it's true. People rave about the slippers and moccasins. They are the best. They are the best. Everything from MyPillow is awesome. And you can get huge, massive discounts if you use code
CHICKS.
You just go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-875-0513. That's how you get your stuff. Do it right now. Speaking of pictures, remember how I texted you that Jason Statham TikTok?
Oh, I remember.
You guys, I thought I can convince her to get onto TikTok with this. This is going to do it because she's a fan of
Jason Statham.
You guys know Jason Statham.
He's in all the Transporter movies. He's bald and kind of nice looking. You know what I'm talking about. He's married to that Rosie Huntington, whatever. He's a model. I mean, so overrated. So overrated.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, this should entice you to get onto the TikTok. So I send her his, like, you know, he gets on there and then, like, I send her the new video that he puts out. And it's just like one of those typical intros where he's like, here's some information about me.
And they do the pointing. They do the pointing at things and then, like, it's like, pshh. And it's like all words, you know, people do that. Yeah.
Well, I have bad news.
What?
It was a deep fake. Remember, like the Tom Cruise? It was a deep fake. It's
oh
not
my
him.
God.
I know.
That is terrifying.
It is terrifying. This is why I'm so afraid of deep fakes. You know, I'm afraid of everything, but this is like one of the many things.
She's like the happiest, fearful person, you guys. Oh my God.
Yeah, I could not believe it. And it took another TikTok explaining it to me for me to even know. That's the whole reason I found out is from a whole other TikTok of somebody saying, you guys realize that Jason Statham account is fake, right?
Like, oh it's my not, God, that is terrifying.
And then when you go to look at it, you can tell. Then you're like, oh my God, I can see all the signs. Kind of like with that Tom Cruise one. You can tell when you know to look for it. But that's how good they are, is that you just see it and you're just like, yeah, that's Jason Statham.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Like, there's nothing these people can do about it?
I guess not. I mean, I don't think it's illegal. Otherwise, these people would be in huge amounts of trouble, right?
Well, yeah, they should be. Because, I mean, I think there should be. Listen, I mean, I know that we pass legislation for everything, and I'm not a big, like, pass legislation for this, pass legislation for that. But I mean, that I feel like that could be used for such malice.
This is what I'm afraid of. This is so Minority Report. Oh my God.
It's not even that, but I mean, it's like they could do a deep fake of a political figure or somebody and really hurt the general population in a very malicious way. I feel like this could be used for such detrimental. I mean, this
it's
such
horrible.
Right. I don't know why we're not doing more about this.
I know.
Can we talk about the border?
We can, but can we talk about Whitmore first?
Okay, we're going to talk about Whitmore, and then we're going to talk about how enraged I am at our vice president and the border, okay?
Yes.
But we're going to talk about this Whit guy. We got to get this Whit guy out of the way because Mock is about to lose her mind.
Well, I feel like every now and then people who watch our videos need a reminder that we don't want to be told what to do.
So, it's true.
I don't understand why people feel this need to tell us what to do when for 13 years now,
right,
we have done exactly what we want to do and nothing else.
Right. And also, I'd like to point out that we're middle-aged. You don't tell middle-aged women what to do. You don't do that.
It's a terrible idea.
Who told you that would be a good idea, first of all? And not only that, these guys and women too, it's not just guys. I mean, women write us a lot and tell us what to do, which you think they would absolutely know better. But they write us and and that's just that. They write us. Like, they take the time. It's not that they're commenting and they just, like, on a whim, they go, I'm going to tell you what to do in the chat. But they take the time to sit down at their computer and they're like, I'm going to find out what the chick's email is and I'm going to write them a nice letter about what they should do.
Right. What they're doing wrong and how they can improve themselves.
Right. First of all, if we don't just guffaw at that together and then make fun of you offline, like for hours, we're going to mock you. We're going to mock you endlessly in front of other people, or we'll use it as fodder for a wall of shame. Because
that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's just, I don't understand why people continue to do that. I don't know why they continue to do it.
Well, I don't know if this is like a mansplaining thing. You know how like some people complain about mansplaining, but
right.
Whitmore. I love saying his name. I just can't stop saying it.
Whipped cream.
Cool whip. So Whitmore sent an email saying, "Can everything Biden does be wrong? The constant negativity has dulled the luster of what was a must-listen event. Suggestion would be to articulate issues you support, defend them, and play them to your audience. Best wishes."
I feel like...
You know I don't handle that well.
I feel like that would be the most boring effing show ever.
Well, and I was like, I don't even remember when we last talked about Biden. I mean, I know we mentioned him like in the context of other conversations, but he is not the focal point of our conversation
at all. I forgot he was president.
Right. Exactly.
Completely forgot.
I wrote him back and I said, or alternatively, we'll just continue to talk about whatever we want and ignore unsolicited criticism from strangers like we always have.
Right. It kind of goes hand in hand with all the people in the past 13 years who have been like, you need to be like this and you need to do this and you need to do that. And it'll make you very, very successful and wealthy. We've had all these people tell us this. Like, I remember the one PR person. Remember we had that PR lunch? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
We had a lunch one time, you guys. This is a great story. Hang around for this one. These people told us that we needed to do like the mommy thing. Like, you know, before mommy blogs were really big, they told us we need to just focus on like our mommyhood and be like, just be that and like turn ourselves into that. And we were like, no, because they wanted us to turn into people that we were not, which we are moms. I think we're pretty decent moms, but that's not all of who we are. We are, we are like, you know, giant balls of people with that have different like flavors of things in the balls, right? Right. We have all sorts of facets to ourselves. And it's not just being moms, but they wanted so bad to pigeonhole us into one thing. And we were we're not gonna do that.
So we just ignored them, which is what we do.
We ignored them. Just like we ignore everybody that tells us what we should be and who we should be. And so when people write us, we're like, thanks. But no, we're not.
It's like that chick yesterday who, in the middle of our conversation, was like, "You should not laugh. You should stop right. that." And then I wrote her back on Facebook. Her name was Karen, like no coincidence. And I wrote her back and I was like, I'm sorry that you take offense to my joy. I'm really sorry about that. But I'm not going to stop because it's sort of who I am as an actual person. Right. And she responded and she was like, well, you could just be more successful if you did these things. And I was like, just bye. Girl,
I mean, it's
bye.
And this is the thing. And this is, I think it's a good lesson for children too. It's a good lesson for our children. Be yourself, man.
Yes.
Like, be yourself. And when people try to tell you who to be, just tell them to bugger off.
That's exactly right. By the way, Whit Whitmore wrote back and said, opinion and suggestions are not necessarily criticism. Best. Do you know how much I hate it when people say best?
Listen.
Don't do that. Do not end emails that say best. Stop.
Now, Mock, Hawaii, what do you do?
And then can I just say, can I read what you wrote back to me when I forwarded this to you?
I don't even remember what was it inappropriate? Was it inappropriate?
So, of course it is. Because, what I said was inappropriate too, because I forwarded it to you and I said, I freaking hate people like this. We don't even talk about Biden that much. He can eat a bag of dicks. That's what I wrote to you. And then
what did I can't remember what I wrote. I can't. It was yesterday.
So you responded like with a whole bunch of ha ha ha's. And then you said, that guy's a douche. We barely talk about Biden. I honestly can't remember the last time we talked about him. That dude is obviously Hunter.
I can't. I totally forgot I wrote that. Yeah, it was Hunter. It was like Hunter disguised as a wit.
Right.
It's like Hunter's writing going, quit talking about my dad.
he's not that bad, I swear.
He's in his underwear and he's like, my dad's coming to get your guns. My dad's coming to get your guns. I'm in my underwear and I've got my crack. Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Okay. All right.
All right.
We got to talk about the border.
Listen, we're really mad, you guys.
As you can tell. Furious right now.
We're really mad. Okay. So, listen, I really was. Last night, I was, for the first time in like 7 months, I got my butt to a gym, all right? And I was on the treadmill, and I'm watching in silence Fox. You know, they have like Fox, because I'm in Texas, right? So
yeah, so that's what they have on the TV.
Fox was like on all the TVs, and I was like, God bless Texas. So I was watching as it unfolded about all of this. You know, hey, Kamala hasn't been to the border at all since she's been in office, but she's going to go to Guatemala. She's going to go to Guatemala to talk to Guatemalans about how, you know, much we pretty much suck and we've caused all this stuff. And don't come to America. Don't do that. You don't want to do that. But let's talk about all of the, you know, the awful that is America and what's bringing you here, you know, because it's obviously our fault, you know. It's just a terrible. No, you know, it's like, first of all, why is she going to Guatemala? Why is she there? Why hasn't she addressed?
Well, and if she's going to go to Guatemala, why is she only going to Guatemala? It's Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. These people are coming from all of these places, and she's just going to like willy-nilly choose, I'm going to choose Guatemala.
She's
the rest of y'all don't matter. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. It's, I mean, I don't, how is there not outrage on the left. Well, I mean, I know that these people are blinded and they think these people are deities, but at the same time, I look at this and I'm just like, oh my God. I mean, it's been what, six months? Are we 6 months down the road now?
Yeah, we're like, 6 months in.
6 months in, and she hasn't been to the border at all, which is her job. She's been tapped to do that. And she hasn't been to the border at all. And she chooses to go to Guatemala. And I cannot believe this. Not only that, but the cartels are making so much money. They've made so much money as a result of just the ineptness of this administration. And I mean, people are dying on the border. It's a national emergency. Abbott has declared it a national emergency here in Texas. And they're just like twiddling their thumbs. And she's like, I think I'm just going to go to Guatemala. You know, I mean, it's a really nice country. It'll be like a vacay. I can't do her voice. I can't do it. Apparently you can do the cackle mock.
Yeah, I sound just like her.
Apparently. Apparently.
But she actually said, essentially, it was amazing. She made AOC mad because she essentially said, if you're thinking of making this dangerous trek, my message to you would be don't come. We're going to enforce our border laws, which I was like, we are? Because like you guys stopped doing that.
Right.
So this is news
exactly.
to me. So AOC is mad. And then just listen to the difference in the way that they covered what she said versus Trump literally saying the same thing, right? Because he said, his quote was, our country is full, stop coming here illegally. And the press went ballistic. So the Washington Post's headline when he said that was, Trump's declaration carries far right echoes that go back to the Nazi era.
Oh, please.
That's what the Washington Post said when Trump said, don't come. When Kamala says it yesterday, the Washington Post, same paper, says, Harris warns Guatemalans that they will be turned back if they come to the U.S. border illegally.
My God, these
and I'm
people.
Just like, I mean, you do you need I know, more proof of how these two administrations were covered?
Right. Ridiculous. Well, do you need any more proof of how our press is just an absolute propaganda machine? They're just an arm of the Democrat Party, an absolute arm of them. It's insane. Yeah. I mean, if you think otherwise, then you're living in a hole.
Speaking of press, do you know who Mara Liasson is? Do you know who that is? Mara Liasson?
No.
She's been a journalist or reporter person for NPR for decades, and she shows up on Brett Baer's special report panel sometimes. Like, she's not a regular, but I mean, she is a regular, but she's not on every day, but she's often part of that panel. And so she's supposed to be like, you know, the Juan Williams of the panel, I guess. She posted on D-Day, which, by the way, Biden and Kamala didn't bother to recognize.
Of course, they didn't. You're right. They did, that's another thing I thought was just complete.
Yeah.
It was a travesty. They didn't do anything. These people do not care about veterans. They don't. Yeah.
So Mara Liasson did post she retweeted a video about D-Day, right? So, I mean, that's fine. So she retweeted it, but her caption on it said, the largest Antifa rally in history. She equated the people fighting in D-Day to the current day's Antifa.
Oh my God.
I could not believe my eyes. I was like, what? How dare you make that comparison?
Okay, but
your salary is literally funded by taxpayers and you should be so fired for making that disgusting comparison.
Okay, wait
a
second.
So mad.
Where did she post it? Where
on
did
Twitter.
She post? Okay. And of course, I'm sure the people on Twitter were like, oh my God, that's the greatest thing ever.
No, she got roundly criticized for
she
that.
Did?
At least from what I could see in the comments, most people were like, I cannot, you need to like delete your account. This is terrible. This is not what you need to be saying today. This is a horrendous comparison.
It How old just, is she? How, like what age group is she in?
She's probably 60 something, I would
Seriously?
Guess. Seriously? 60 something, maybe even 70 by now. I'm not sure exactly.
Wow.
It was bad.
Wow.
I mean, that was really, really bad. Gosh, I mean, what a beast.
Oh my God, she's in that age bracket and she's saying that?
Yeah. That and anybody that tries to actually say about today's Antifa that they have that they're actually anti-fascist doesn't know anything about what they do.
They have
they
no idea.
They are fascists.
Well,
they're
I mean,
literally trying to silence anyone that doesn't agree with them.
Listen, I don't know anything about her, but I'm just going to assume that she lives in the bubble. Like she lives in the Washington bubble. She's because I mean, look at like Jerry, you know, the Penguin Nadler, who you asked him what, or somebody said something about Antifa, and he's like, Antifa doesn't exist.
It's just an idea.
Right. And when these people finally start learning about Antifa, they, you're right, they have no idea who they are, what they're capable of, or what they've done, or, you know, what they do. They have, they just have no idea. They're clueless. These people live in a bubble.
Antifa actually defaced and like put graffiti all over the Holocaust Memorial. The World War II Memorial in DC was just like painted all over by Antifa. So don't you make that comparison. I mean, like, you just, I just am so upside down about that. I cannot even take it. I'm so mad.
Oh my God.
Oh, and then another thing that made me so mad this morning is that I read an article about Obama saying that Trump, get this, fanned the flames of anti-Semitism.
My God. I mean, his daughter is Jewish. His, you know, his daughter's
Trump
Jewish.
Trump is the most pro-Israel president we ever had, ever.
I mean, it's like for Obama to say that, that's rich, isn't it? That's just really rich for him to say that. It's like, meanwhile, he's up there buddy-buddy with Farrakhan, and he has the audacity. Seriously, that administration is just like, all chummy with Farrakhan. And then he has the audacity to say that Trump did that. He, oh my God.
I know. I just, sometimes they say these things and I'm like, people, there isn't anybody that believes this, right? Like, right, nobody's going to read that and think, yeah, that totally makes sense. They can't.
It's total gaslighting. It's absolute gaslighting. These people are insane. But the thing is, people on the left will be like, oh, yeah, it happened. That totally happened. And then they repeat
it. How do they believe it?
They totally repeat it. And they think it's true.
God,
get a grip.
The cartels are running wild. Kids are still being used as pawns. And there's a good chance it's about to get a whole lot worse. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain the human misery I saw along the border this week and discuss the criminal elements pouring into the U.S. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Democrats, 71% of them, apparently, according to recent surveys, want healthy people to continue to stay at home, locked down. Because this is how, listen, I know I'm a paranoid person about a lot of things, but this is the weirdest paranoia, delusion, crazy of all time. If they actually are saying, yes, we want healthy people to stay at home, what is even wrong with them?
Yeah. And this is after what we've seen with the Fauci emails. This is after, I mean, yeah. Do the people on the left even see this with MSN and CNN? They probably don't even know about the Fauci emails. They probably have no idea that the guy is a complete effing liar and needs to go to jail, and that they've been completely lied to over the past year and a half. They have no idea. They have no clue. Like, oh, FYI, masks don't even work, you morons. Like, I swear to God, you've been completely and totally lied to. But, you know, no big deal. We should all be locked down. You guys go ahead and stay locked down.
Seriously, if Democrats want to stay locked down, I'm totally good with that.
Stay completely in your homes. That's great. In fact, do that while my family and I go to the movies this weekend and do our thing.
Right. Also, I don't know if anybody was keeping up on the Ellie Kemper story. Ellie Kemper from The Office, from Bridesmaids. She's the one that like people were ripping on for participating in a ball 19 years ago, something like 21 years ago, something like that, when she was 19. And so she didn't speak out for a long time. And you and I were like, she better not apologize.
She apologized. Yeah.
So
she apologized.
Another person I've lost 100% respect for.
And was it like a groveling apology, or was it like one of those like PR apologies where, you know, she was just like, you know,
kind of both, really, because it's kind of one of those things where she's doing the thing about like recognizing that she has work to do. It's like one of those types of deals.
It's the recognizing the work to do. You know what? She's dug her grave.
You don't cave to the mob, man. This is a terrible idea.
Yep, she's done. Her career is done. She's done. And bye.
Bye is right.
Bye, girl. Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. So what do you guys got going on today? What's everybody got going on today? Work? Having a good time? You can have a good show, Mock. You have a good show.
I'm gonna have a good show. You know what I do when I don't really feel like doing a lot on my show? This is a trade secret.
You get put a lot of audio in.
Yes, I put so much audio.
Oh, I remember those days.
So much. Like, I remember it's like a two-page lineup because it's just all audio clips for somebody all else audio. To get.
Put a crap ton of audio in there. That's the trade secret, you guys. You put a lot of audio in there. Yeah. You know what I do when I don't feel like doing a lot of stuff? I can't do anything. I just have to do. I have
you
to
just
still
suck
work.
It up and do it.
I just suck it up, go on autopilot. And then everybody around me just suffers because I'm usually kind of bitchy. It's just kind of how it works. Sorry, everybody in my life today. Yeah, okay. All right, everybody, bring it in. There goes my microphone. Everybody, bring it in. Bring it in. You guys have a great Tuesday.
Democrats are flipping out over election integrity again, and the World Health Organization says it's stigmatizing to name COVID variants after the places they were found. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll deliver the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and hopefully some laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.